Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, April 16th, and these are the top stories the Chi Chi team is watching right now. Here's for being self-centered. A lawyer for the Chicago police who shot and killed 13-year-old Adam Toledo wrote in a statement Thursday that it was disheartening no one had asked how his client was doing. The lawyer for Officer Eric Stillman also said there was, quote, irrefutable evidence his client was in the right because, quote, all prior attempts to de-escalate and gain compliance with all of the officer's lawful orders had failed. Toledo was shot dead March 29th in what police initially said was an armed confrontation, but body cam footage showed Toledo with his seemingly empty hands in the air as he was shot. Later body cam video showed a gun recovered several feet from Toledo after his death, but Chicago's mayor said there was no evidence Toledo shot at the police. Senator Ted Cruz is ditching the whole idea of wearing a face mask on the Senate floor now that he's been vaccinated. He told CNN on Thursday that he no longer sees the point of wearing a mask as he's had his shots and, he claimed, quote, everybody working in the Senate has been vaccinated. Now, this is where Cruz is wrong. In fact, multiple Republican senators have refused the vaccine as of Tuesday, including Rand Paul, Mike Braun, and Ron Johnson. In fact, the CNN reporter interviewing Cruz had not yet been vaccinated, showing how selfish his decision is. The CDC recommends that vaccinated people wear masks in public settings, as it's not totally clear what effect the shots have on transmission. Eight people were killed late Thursday in a mass shooting at a FedEx facility near Indianapolis International Airport. Police described the incident as a, quote, mass casualty event. No information was immediately available on the victims or the suspect. A local news outlet reported that a call went out for as many chaplains as possible to head to the scene. Police said there was no active threat to the community, and the shooter is believed to have taken their own life. The Biden administration is reportedly still seizing land along the U.S.-Mexico border for the building of a wall dividing the two countries, despite a promise to bring a stop to the Trump pet project. Biden declared an immediate end to the wall on his inauguration day. Just this week, however, the Department of Justice seized 6 acres of land in Hidalgo County, Texas, in a court case begun under former President Donald Trump. A member of the family who owned the land told Politico that she's extremely disappointed in Biden and accused him of, quote, not keeping his word. Biden had promised to review eminent domain court cases related to the wall within 60 days of assuming office, but that deadline passed last month. A federal court in Atlanta rejected a lawsuit Thursday that had been filed by Courtney Wilde, who was just 15 when the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein abused her. Wilde argued that federal prosecutors ran afoul of the Crime Victims' Rights Act in giving Epstein a lenient plea deal 10 years ago that shielded him from criminal liability for trafficking minors. He served just 13 months of an 18-month sentence, mostly on work release. The court, which ruled against Wilde, found that because the federal government did not file charges against Epstein, instead having him plead guilty to prostitution charges filed by the Palm Beach County State Attorney, Wilde was not entitled to relief. One of the police officers who fired shots into Breonna Taylor's apartment during the no-knock raid that left her dead last year landed a book deal. Apparently, the officer is going to produce a memoir of his account of the event and its aftermath. Post Hill Press has agreed to publish Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly's The Fight for Truth, the inside story behind the Breonna Taylor tragedy. Simon & Schuster was slated to distribute it until the publishing giant issued a statement late Thursday, saying it will not be involved in the sick project. Post Hill has also published books by conservative commentator Dan Bongino and Representative Matt Gaetz. Mattingly suffered a gunshot wound during the raid after Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, began shooting in response to the police. Another officer allegedly fired the shot that killed Taylor. Mattingly remains on the force. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.